Using this method isn't going to cut into the whey protein that people use for sports shakes, though, will it? It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, a podcast that is never cheesy. I'm Brady. It's Wednesday, March 6th. Today, we reveal that the secret weapon against electronic waste may be cheese, or technically the byproduct of cheese making known as whey protein. Here's how the process works as developed by a team out of ETH Zurich. First, they do some chemistry all around the whey proteins. That creates a kind of sponge full of small protein fibers. Then, after they've put old computer motherboards into an acid bath, they drop in that special sponge, and gold ions stick to the sponge, while most of the other metal ions in the bath don't. Then they heat the sponge, and all that's left are the gold flakes. In testing, the research team was able to recover 450 milligrams from 20 motherboards. It was 91% gold and 9% copper. Best of all, they found that the costs of using this method were half the value of the gold they recovered. That means it's an economically workable process, and it's a less energy-intensive and more eco-friendly way to recover precious metals from the methods used in e-cycling already. That means this cheese-based gold recovery system is gold. You can learn more about how whey protein can stop electronic waste at coolweirdawesome.com. Coming up, we'll tell you about a golden opportunity for people who collect buttons. That's after this short break.
You can listen to Cool, Weird, Awesome wherever you get your podcasts. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Pocket Casts, Overcast, Radio Public, Breaker, CastBox, and more. And now we're on YouTube. To find us, search YouTube for Cool, Weird, Awesome, or subscribe to the Brady Carlson channel to catch every new episode we post. We'll be there anywhere you want us. And if you don't want us, why are you listening to us?
Welcome back. Starting tomorrow in Nashville, Indiana, it's the Indiana Button Society Show and Competition. The event typically features buttons of every shape and size, some really elaborate items, and of course plenty of antique clothing buttons for sale. There's also a theme this year, Around the World of Buttons in 80 Plus Years. To win the Indiana Button Society Award, you can present a set of buttons that include, quote, pictorials representing countries around the world. Include at least three, but no more than five, from at least five different continents. I'm Brady. Hope your day is right on the button. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.